Joining us in studio from Foundation for Life, our good friend, Ed Sitter, in with us. And Ed, you got a friend with you.
I brought a guest with me.
Who'd you bring in today?
Oh, I've got to introduce him.
Yeah, I'm going to let you introduce Carl.
Carl is
Bachmeyer.
Bachmeyer. See, that's why we wanted you to do it.
Carl and I go way back. Carl is the student president of the Federalist Society on the UT campus.
Oh, excellent. Oh,
wow. And they are very, very, very ambitious organization.
Yeah, so the Federalist Society is a nationwide conservative libertarian organization that particularly tries to have student events, debates at law schools. Oftentimes, law schools tend to be incredibly progressive and be able to have openness of debate and to be able to have both sides debate topics that matter. And we have a Q&A after every event, so we really have to really try to stimulate the minds of law students more than just what they hear on a daily basis, challenge them to broaden their horizons a little bit.
And of course, awesome. UT has a big, very large law program.
I would say probably about 250 to 300 students.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Well, That's exciting. So what can you just tell us, for example, some of the topics that you might bring into to debate?
We've had topics on immigration, guns, assault weapons. You know, should there be bans on assault weapons? We've had events on diversity on campus, free speech on campus. We've had talks on eminent domain. So just about anything you can think of that's kind of a hot topic today, we talk about.
How does the response been? How do the students respond to these sessions?
I would say good. We have a good attendance, and we always feed them well. At law schools, usually everything is pizza, and we usually do Chick-fil-A or something not pizza, so we usually get a good turnout for that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. College students, you give them food, they're going to show up.
Bribe them with food, definitely.
So have they been open-minded to really listen to what you have to say then? And
yeah, I think so. People, you know, still are going to, you know, sometimes it's hard to change people's minds, but at the end of the day, it isn't always about changing people's minds. It's about presenting that other view, getting people to think about it, and getting people to, you know, challenge their own view. And it's like, you know, when you walk down a gravel road and get a pebble in your shoe, you keep thinking about that stone until you get it out. And I think the same way, until you deal with it. And I think the same thing with our events. You know, it causes people to think about it and really to challenge their own views.
Awesome.
So, obviously, taking on life issues as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, tell us about that.
So, yeah, we have a debate scheduled. Catherine Foster from Americans United for Life and Jesse Hill, who's the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at Case Western School of Law, are going to do a debate on Roe versus Wade, whether Roe v. Wade should be overturned. We're hoping for a good turnout for that. The public is welcome.
Did you say open to the public? You
open
don't have to be a law student.
Not at all.
And they can go to our website, fflnwo.org, and they can register free through Eventbrite, so we get an estimation of how many people are coming.
Excellent. Well, that's very exciting. Very, very cool. Yeah. And Ed, I know we have some exciting news on the life front in Toledo regarding the Capital Care Network. Tell folks about this.
Yes. We discovered that in the process of Terry Hubbard, who's the owner and operator of Capital Care Network here in Toledo, she was in the process of renewing her license through our efforts to bring attention to her many, many violations of the laws and failure to comply with appropriate health standards. She just threw in the towel. She sent her license back. She is no longer operating an ambulatory surgical facility at the Sylvania Abortion Clinic. Now, regrettably, there's still some chemical abortions taking place, but the listeners should be encouraged because about 3/5 to 4/5 of the abortions taking place annually at that clinic were surgical abortions.
So, to be clear, the clinic has not shut down, but they are no longer performing surgical abortions.
Right. They forfeited their license to be an ambulatory surgical facility.
But they're still distributing what would be called the morning after pill.
Right.
The chemical abortion of morning after pills, like RU486 and things like that. So, but that's a great, because I know this has been a battle ongoing because they've been in violation of different things for a long time, and that's a great victory.
Yeah, it's really a combination. You know, it's kind of like people are constantly down there praying. Every day they're open, there's people down there praying. 40 Days for Life has just launched its fall campaign. You know, it's just one of those things where the combination of prayer and our boots on the ground, so to speak, you know, calling attention to the law and things, and really trying to get the Ohio Department of Health to just simply enforce the law, has brought about this closure.
Does that mean we just can sit back now and celebrate and, you know, just continue praying? Or do you think there could be some battles that lie ahead?
It's kind of like on a kickoff. You run down to maybe the 5-yard line, but you get stopped at the 5-yard line. That's kind of where we're at right now. Your listeners need to come out. They need to continue to pray, continue to make their voices heard to our Heavenly Father, and get this not only shut down from surgical abortions, but get it closed altogether.
And they're certainly not going to roll over and play dead on the other
side. No. They have purposely reinvented themselves. This is a tactic they use. They reincorporate. It's new ownership. They've reincorporated now under a new name. It's got a kind of a clean slate. And so as a result of that, we got to just keep an eye on them and really just have people go down there and pray. So it makes a difference.
Yeah. So still work to do.
Yep.
In defending life. And we know that this is going to be an ongoing fight. I mean, we think of often compared to the fight for slavery. It wasn't just, you know, one victory. Oh, it's over. You know, it was generations of people standing up for what was right that accomplished that. And we have a chance. You're giving people opportunities to stand up. So tell us about some of the things you got come up, opportunities for people to get involved and be a part of this.
Well, we mentioned 40 Days for Life, but on the first Sunday in October, it's Respect Life Sunday. This is the second oldest pro-life, you might say, memorial or vigil, right behind the March for Life, which is in D.C. annually. But this is where we stand out on the roadside and we stand in peaceful, quiet public witness, holding up signs that basically say abortion hurts women, the life is the first inalienable right, God forgives, pray to end abortion, those kinds of things. Just, again, to create public awareness, there's four locations in Northwest Ohio or in the greater Toledo area, one in Bowling Green on the four corners of Main and Wooster, one in Maumee on Conant Street, crossing lined up towards the crossing the bridge towards Perrysburg, Christ the King Church in Monroe Street, and also Monclova Baptist Church on Monclova Road has another life chain. Now, these are interdenominational events. Regardless of the church that's hosting the event, everyone is welcome.
So it's a great opportunity to be a part of that, be a part of that prayer, be a part of that changing the culture and the hearts and the minds of people.
Yeah. And every year we get powerful testimonies of people that see these signs and are impacted one way or the other. The Lord uses this to bring a repentance to people that are post-abortive. It's just phenomenal the way the Lord uses these simple standing on the roadside, holding up these signs in quiet, peaceful protest.
And love the wording of the signs, as we even seen in the movie Unplanned, that, you know, there's better reaction to those more peaceful, loving signs and
yeah, activities. No graphic signs. These are just words, adoption, the loving option.
Positive. Showing the positive side of life and promoting life, not demeaning our people on the other side.
All right, and then your big event coming up, Benefit for Life.
Yeah, really excited. In fact, I want to mention to my friend here, Carl, that this is open to students. We have some free student tickets that are available to come here. This is our 20th Benefit for Life, and it's our only major fundraiser of the year. But we're really blessed to have Alan Keyes.
Wow.
Who, if you don't know who Alan Keyes is, and if you're under 50, you might not. But Alan Keyes served in the Reagan administration. He was ambassador to the UN. He was also ran for president in 96, 2000, and as late as 2008. So he is a fiery, fiery, really kind of a preacher, but he's not a preacher. But I'll tell you, he's inspirational. And he really helps illustrate the importance of personhood and how it relates to the unborn. Again, go to our website, fflnwo.org, and you can buy tickets there.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, this is your kind of your big fundraiser for the year, right?
Yeah, we do some direct mail pieces, but really, as far as an event, this is our only event.
Carl, thanks so much for being in. Ed,
thank you for
always
me.
A joy to have you.
Yes.
Guys,
thank
thanks
you.
So much.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You for your work.